Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 115, The Easy Way to Coach. It's much easier for our response to mistakes and poor effort and bad attitudes to just run players, to just make them run sprints, to yell at them and to scream at them. It's much easier to do that than to discipline in a way that actually builds character and nurtures the relationship. It's much easier to berate and complain about a bad call by the referee than to actually focus on what we can control and setting a positive example for our players. It's significantly easier to lecture players, to just tell them what they're doing wrong and demand more effort than to actually take the time to ask questions, help the players to self-evaluate, and to take ownership. It's much easier to act and respond to our circumstances by how we feel in that moment rather than to act and respond by our principles. It's much easier to complain and to blame society, to blame the parents, to blame this entitlement, this culture of entitlement from our athletes, than to actually just step up and take ownership of our own team's culture. It's a lot easier to coach for ourselves than to coach for the men and women in our program. It's a lot easier to call people out than to call people up. The bottom line is this: transactional coaching, it's easy. The way we are currently doing things, not changing, that's the easy way. Transformational coaching, it's hard. It's really, really hard to retrain the way we operate. But the truth is, they need you. They need us. Society, this our team, our programs, they need us as coaches to be stepping up to creating this enjoyable, this fulfilling, this meaningful, this transformational experience for the people in our program. So keep it up. So keep up listening to this podcast, reading great books out there. Keep retraining the way that you operate. I know it is a big, big struggle. I know it's a big challenge, but it's worth it. And it's what we need right now more than ever in sports.